filled with an unknown form of energy, so-called dark energy, which is theorized to contribute 68% of the total energy in the present-day observable universe. Thank you for letting me join you.
Consider your place in the universe. First, consider your life on Earth. Scientists have estimated that there are around 8.7 million species of plants and animals in existence on our planet. However, only around 2.13 million species have been identified and described so far, most of which are insects. It's estimated that there are over 8 billion humans on Earth. There are an estimated 3.5 trillion fish in the ocean. Recent figures indicate that there are more than 1.4 billion insects for each human on the planet, or roughly 10 quintillion individual living insects on the Earth at any given time. That's 10 to the 19th power. More than 99% of all species that ever lived on Earth are estimated to be extinct, amounting to over 5 billion species. The average human life expectancy is about 74 years. Spores from salt deposits in New Mexico have been revived after 250 million years, making these bacteria by far the longest living Earth organisms ever recorded. Glass sponges found in the East China Sea and Southern Ocean have been estimated to be more than 10,000 years old, likely the longest lived animal on Earth. Tardigrades are among the most robust animals in the world. They can go for 30 years without food or water, have been shown to survive extreme temperatures from absolute zero to above the boiling point of water, and can withstand pressures 6 times greater than those of Earth's deepest trenches. Tardigrades have survived exposure to the vacuum of space. Now, consider your life in the universe. In a vacuum, life travels at the fastest speed possible in our universe that science can measure, 186,000 miles per second, 671 million miles per hour. Light travels 5.8 trillion miles in a year, a light year. Our solar system has 8 planets and 1 star. It's the brightest in our sky. The Sun has 99.86% of the mass of our solar system. It takes light 1.25 seconds to reach the Moon from Earth. Light takes 8.3 minutes to reach Earth from the Sun. Sunlight takes 12 minutes 40 seconds to reach Mars and 19 hours 24 minutes to leave the solar system. Proxima Centauri is the closest star to our star, the Sun, 4.24 light years away from Earth. It's smaller than our Sun, just 12.5% as big. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, is estimated to contain 100 billion to 400 billion stars, and at least that number of planets. The Milky Way has a diameter of 87,400 to 100,000 light years. Like all galaxies, there's a black hole at its center. This supermassive black hole is called Sagittarius A star. Sagittarius A star is about 27,000 light years away from Earth, with a mass 4.1 million times the mass of our Sun, a relatively small supermassive black hole. The nearest galaxy to the Milky Way is Sagittarius Dwarf Spheroidal Galaxy, 70,000 light-years away. Andromeda is the nearest large galaxy to the Milky Way galaxy, 2.5 million light-years away. Andromeda has a diameter of 220,000 light-years across and has 1 trillion stars in it. If you look at the Andromeda galaxy in the night sky, the photons of light that hit your eye so that you can see it took 2.5 million years to travel to your eye from an Andromeda star, and you are seeing Andromeda as it looked 2.5 million years ago. Andromeda is the furthest thing you can see in the night sky with the unaided eye. However, in 2008, the gamma ray burst GRB-080319b was visible to human eyes for half a minute. The distance was 10 billion light years from Earth. There are billions of stars in each galaxy and 100 to 200 billion galaxies in the visible universe. The farthest astronomical object detected in the visible universe is a collection of stars called HD1, 13.5 billion light years from Earth. If the universe wasn't expanding, all the stars would be visible at night and the sky would be as bright as the daytime. The universe is expanding at an accelerating pace and more rapidly than it takes light to travel to us. This expanding of space stretches the light waves traveling across it. The further light travels in the universe, the more it gets redshifted. Space has expanded so much that all of the visible light from the most distant things in the universe has been stretched beyond visible red light into infrared and even microwaves. These waves are no longer visible to our eyes, and so the true brilliance of the night sky cannot be seen. Furthermore, we do not know how many galaxies or what else exists beyond the visible universe. Now, again, consider your place in the universe.
Thank you for letting me join you.